Welcome back to another Victory Monday edition of Zone Blitz. Ashlyn Sullivan along with John Osier. We're starting off here talking about Blake Bortles' performance and really whether he played good or bad yesterday. 273 yards, but threw two interceptions in the final 2 minutes of the game. Kept his composure and made two great throws, though, to set up the field goal.
Well, the answer to your question, good, bad, yes, he was. He was both. And he was, I thought, as good as he has ever looked for about 2.5 quarters, especially on the third quarter drive that happened in this end zone right out here where he threw the pass to Marquise Lee. Great pass, great drive. At the same time, you simply can't have the two interceptions that he threw at the end of the game. He deserves a lot of credit for recovering from that. And I think he made a lot of plays on Sunday where you say to yourself, would they have won without those plays that Bortles made? And the answer is no. He escaped. He did a great job on a lot of levels. But at some point, when you're the quarterback, you can't give the ball away twice in the last 2 minutes and expect to win. It was a miracle they did, and it's good that they did, but he can't do that week to week.
And we have to talk about this defense. They've been showing us some pretty historic stuff weekly. They're a major, major component of why the Jaguars did escape with a win.
Well, and I don't know how you measure these things. I keep getting asked, are they an elite defense? Are they an all-time historic defense? You can answer those questions later in the season. What they are right now is clearly a defense that is good enough to get you where you want to go. 10 sacks twice, 5 interceptions, all that's great. What they did on Sunday, which was to make every play that they needed to make whenever it was needed, down to the A.J. Boye interception, which was a remarkable interception and remarkable wherewithal to return it and get yourself in range where the offense doesn't have to do any work. I don't know what more you can ask of a unit than what they have given you so far in 9 games.
In yesterday's win, it was mammoth for this franchise and this city. John, do you recall a game like that ever at Irving Field?
Yeah, I mean, in the 90s, there were several. There were games that got them into the postseason in 96. They made the playoffs 4 times, so obviously they were huge wins. Within the context of the last 7 years, since 2010, when they had a push for the playoffs, didn't make it, this game was special. This game had fans going crazy for the second straight week. You felt momentum build. I think when you look back at this season, I think they're going to make the playoffs. And I think when you look back, this will be a game you point to and say, no way they should have won it, but they did it at the bank. They did it against a nemesis. Huge, huge win, and I think it will loom bigger as the season goes on.
It was a fun one, no doubt about that.
It was a fantastic moment for the people who were here to see it.
And now Wednesday we'll be back with you preparing you for a Cleveland Browns matchup on Sunday. It's going to be a cold one. We'll see you back here.